the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. Hello again. I am Paul Harris. Thanks so much for listening. Frank is off on Fridays, and I get to come in and play. And Ian and Dan are here as well. And we need you to be a part of the Harris Challenge now. If you haven't played in the last 30 days, then you can get in on the phone lines at 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 1-888-550-KTRS, and on your cell phone, *KTRS. I took a peek at the programming for the semi-random category computer, and I noticed there is a definite theme to four of the five categories that are inside there today. So we'll get to that, but first we have to meet our first contestant, and that's you, Tom.
Hi, Paul. How you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain. And we have had people over the last few months really take advantage of that with commercial plugs that have, I think that they've netted tens of thousands of dollars in endorsement deals that they worked out ahead of time. So what do you have today, Tom?
That'd be great, because my wife, Olivia, is a portrait artist. She does paintings, drawings of your kids or your house, and she can be reached at 618-917-5435.
So she's not one of these caricature artists that you see at every fair.
No, more like professional, real nice stuff. So.
Okay, because how could you do a caricature of a house?
They look realistic.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
It's got a really big head and balloons.
Really big roof.
That's every caricature I've ever seen them drawing of everyone. They always look the same. Oh, yeah, you have two eyes, a nose, and a mouth. Oh, that's really, it doesn't look like anyone in particular. No, she's a real artist.
Yes.
Yeah, all right, let's turn on that semi-random category computer. And we'll see the questions and categories come spilling out. You choose the one you want. First category, today happens to be my birthday, Tom. So category one is, it happened on my birthday in history. Category two, Mick Jagger is 70. It's also Mick Jagger's birthday today. And category three is our weekly topical category, have you been paying attention? Which one would you like?
Let me do, have you been paying attention?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. We start with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. If you get them all right, well, that's, you can't do better than that. We call it a clean sweep, but you don't have to get there. You just have to get past the halfway point to 8 points or more, and then you'll win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
Hi, Paul, we have from Old Town Donut Shop, we have one dozen free donuts.
Now, for any other place, you'd hear, oh, it's a dozen donuts. You'd go, oh, a dozen donuts, who cares? Dan stopped off at Old Town Donuts in Florissant on the way in here today. They're gigantic donuts.
They're about the size of your head.
Yeah. They're awesome.
Yeah, Ian actually went in, tore the bear claw in half, and it looked like a giant bear claw each hand.
It did.
It was unbelievable.
They are located in Florissant on Florissant Road and on Midrivers Mall Drive in Cottleville.
Cottlesville.
Also, we'll give you a choice. You can have the dozen donuts, or you can have a $20 gift certificate to Subliminal Subs.
Subliminal.
And we're going to throw in a Well Hungarian's t-shirt.
Who was it who used to do Subliminal Man on Saturday Night Live?
Oh, Kevin Nealon.
Yes. That was a very funny bit. I once saw him in concert at the time that the three of them were hot on SNL. This is when they were all still on the show. It was Kevin Nealon opened the show. Then Dana Carvey was the middle, and then Dennis Miller was the closer.
Oh, wow. Man.
And of the three of them, Kevin Nealon was by far the funniest.
Really?
Yeah. They each did about 40 minutes. He was hysterically funny as a stand-up.
That's great.
So let it all. All right, Tom, so there's the...
All of that is a prize package of well over.
$1 million. Thank you for the subliminal reminder. So that's what you're playing for, Tom. Of course, you know that if you don't get past the halfway point, in other words, seven or less, I will have to punish you. You understand the consequences, right?
I do.
All right. Have you been paying attention as the category, Tom? Let's play the Harris Challenge. What was the code name Anthony Weiner used for his online sex messages?
Oh, pass.
Who was back in the news this week after rescuing a family of four from a car accident?
George Zimmerman.
Correct. Which airline's plane crashed at LaGuardia Airport this week because it landed first on its front landing gear? Correct. Which title object from a Steven Spielberg Oscar-winning movie is on sale on eBay for $3 million?
Pass.
From which prison were 500 inmates freed this week after an attack by militants armed with car bombs and rocket-powered grenades?
Pass.
Back to the one-pointer. What was the code name Anthony Weiner used for his online sex messages?
Let's see. I know I heard it on the radio just now.
5 seconds.
Captain something. Captain,
Let me ask the judges. Can we accept Captain something?
No.
We needed Carlos Danger.
Should have been Captain Crotch Party or something.
Yeah.
That would have been good as well.
That's the one he used on Instagram. The title object from a Steven Spielberg Oscar-winning movie on eBay now for $3 million asking price is the actual Schindler's List. The actual list that Oscar Schindler used during World War II to save over 1,000 Jews at that time. They think that the bidding could go as high as $5 million for that. And the prison where 500 inmates were freed after an attack by militants, Abu Ghraib. All right, so Tom, let's see how you did. You got George Zimmerman for two and Southwest for three, and oh, that's only 5 points. And that means you have to be punished. I mentioned we have a category today about Mick Jagger's 70th birthday. All our punishment music comes from that category, but it comes with a choice. You can have Britney Spears or George Burns or Phyllis Diller, any one of those singing Satisfaction.
Oh, do George Burns.
Let me do Britney Spears.
Okay, here she comes.
I can't get no satisfaction when I'm driving in my car.
This was a song that needed to be slowed down.
Yeah,
the first, the original version was too fast.
More and more about something useless information.
Wait for it. Okay.
Yeah, that's enough.
Thanks for that, Tom.
You're welcome.
I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
All right, here comes our next contestant. Hello, JT.
Hello.
Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Nothing special. I was just getting ready to go down, take the family down to see Mary Poppins tonight.
Oh, okay, at the Muni.
Yep.
Yeah, I hope it's not too sticky and steamy. Should be better than the people who went to see Les Mis.
It's actually pretty nice out right now.
Yeah, it's not horrible. All right, which category would you like? You can have It Happened on My Birthday, Mick Jagger is 70, or It's Also Their Birthday. See, I told you there was a theme.
Might as well just go ahead and play the punishment music for me now. I'm not feeling comfortable with any of these.
Well, I can go on to somebody else and give them the opportunity to play, and you can take the family to dinner before the music.
I'll try the first one, the birthday one.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock, JT. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who set the record for quickest knockout in the history of nationally televised fights when he took out Joe Frazier's son, Marvis, 30 seconds into the first round, July 26, 1986?
I should remember it, but I can't.
What city did Aloha Airlines begin its service from, July 26, 1946?
I'm going to have to guess Honolulu.
Correct. Which president signed the Americans with Disabilities Act, July 26,
1990? Pass.
What was the name of Prince's first movie, which premiered on July 26, 1984?
Purple Rain.
Correct. Which president signed the order desegregating the U.S. military on July 26th, 1948?
Harry Truman.
Correct. Back to the one-pointer. Who set the record for quickest knockout in the history of nationally televised fights when he knocked out Marvis Frazier 30 seconds into the first round?
I'm still going to have to pass.
Well, and the buzzer's going to get you. That was the man who had more of those incredibly fast first-round knockouts than anybody I ever heard of, Mike Tyson. And it was George H.W. Bush, Bush 41, who signed the Americans with Disabilities Act. Let's see how you did here, JT. You got the 2, you got the 4, you got the 5. That's 11 points, and you're a winner.
Hey, you did better than you thought.
Congratulations. The lack of confidence reversed itself, and you end up with some prizes. Hang on and tell Dan which of them you would like, and we will meet our next contestant. Hello, Ken.
Hello, Paul. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
My wife and I own White Ski Divers in St. Louis. Use St. Louis's number one scuba shop.
Where do you take them?
All over the world.
Yeah? Where do you do your training?
We do most of our training in a quarry in southern Illinois called Mermet Springs.
Oh. I used to dive a lot before my daughter was born. We would go various places and go diving. I never did a quarry dive. I always wanted to. Is it just cool under there? Because I'm used to kind of like, you know, shipwrecks and coral reefs. What do you find when you dive a quarry?
Well, this particular quarry, they've set it up specifically for diver training. So there's an airplane in, there's several airplanes in, a bus, oh, fire truck, ambulance, all kinds of stuff.
Cool.
You mean it's a really, really nice place.
You mean somebody just dumped that stuff in there specifically for divers?
Specifically for divers.
Oh.
It's one of the best training places, in the United States.
That is very, very cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
MermetSprings.com if anybody's curious about it.
I wish I still had my PADI certification.
I can help you out with that.
Well, maybe someday I'll get it again. but thank you. You know what? Ken, email me your information, okay?
I'll do it. Yep, absolutely.
Paul@harrisonline.com.
I'll do it, sir.
I'm not saying I'm going to call you tomorrow, but...
I don't hold you to anything. I'll just email it to you, and you do what you want with it.
All right, let's check the categories here. We have Mick Jagger is 70. We have it's also their birthday, or it happened the year I was born.
How about it's also their birthday?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Ken, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which 48-year-old played Hollywood agent Ari Gold on HBO's series Entourage?
Pass.
Which 49-year-old's most recent hit movie is called The Heat?
Pass.
Which 54-year-old has been nominated for an Emmy for his work on the Netflix series House of Cards?
Pass.
Chose the category of your own free will.
No, I should have went with Mick Jagger.
Which 57-year-old won a gold medal for her ice skating at the 1976 Olympics?
I got a pass.
Which 68-year-old British actress appears in Red 2, does a voice in Monsters University, and won an Oscar in 2006 for playing the Queen?
Helen Mirren?
Correct. Back to the one-pointer, the 48-year-old who played Ari Gold on Entourage.
Wouldn't know it.
49-year-old who's in a hit movie called The Heat.
Still wouldn't know it.
Her co-star is Melissa McCarthy. Her name is Sandra Bullock. Ari
yeah.
Gold was Jeremy Piven. House of Cards, Kevin Spacey, and the ice skater, Dorothy Hamill.
Yeah, I should have known Dorothy Hamill.
Well, if you did, you would have won, but with 5 points, you didn't, so you had to be punished.
Ugh.
Let's see, we had Brittany already used up here. There's a phrase that everybody has said at least once in their life.
Yeah.
So you can have George Burns or Phyllis Diller.
Oh, well, Dan wanted George Burns, so let's get with that.
Okay, here he comes.
I can get no satisfaction.
You know that ain't so bad?
Yeah, I
can get no
satisfaction. And I drop, and I drop, and I drop. Here comes the chorus.
Oh, get no. Oh, get no satisfaction.
Okay, okay. Thank you, George. Have a seat. Gracie called. It's time for dinner. Ken, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great weekend.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Okay, Gene, you're our next contestant. Welcome to the Big 550.
Thank you, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'd just like to say hello to my family, Jerry, Mary, Christine, Abby, and Gabe, and let you know that I have one of your really old KTRS mugs from a Harris Challenge when you used to have a midday show many years ago.
That would be really old.
And I don't know where it is. Somewhere in my basement, I think.
That's all right. Someday that'll be worth over $1. Save it.
Oh.
Save it, Gene. Two categories left. Mick Jagger is 70, or it happened the year I was born.
Well, since I'm not a Mick Jagger fan, I guess I'll go with the it happened the year you were born.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which branch of the military inducted Elvis Presley March 24th, 1958?
Army.
Correct. Which country did Nikita Khrushchev become premier of March 27th, 1958?
Russia, or USSR.
Yes. Which breakfast-themed company opened its first restaurant in L.A. July 7th, 1958?
IHOP.
Correct. In which cemetery were soldiers from World War II and the Korean War first buried in the Tomb of the Unknowns on May 30th, 1958?
Arlington.
Arlington is right. 5-pointer for the clean sweep now. What was the first artificial object launched into orbit which burned up on re-entering Earth's atmosphere January 4th, 1958?
Burned up.
First artificial object launched into orbit.
Was it Sputnik?
Did you say Sputnik?
Yeah, that was just a guess, but Sputnik.
That's a damn good guess, Gene.
Wow.
You got a clean sweep.
Wow.
Congratulations. First one we've had in quite a while. Nicely done.
Thank you.
You know what, Dan? For a clean sweep, she gets the subs and the donuts.
Yes, yeah, she does.
Yeah.
All right.
Have
there
a great
go,
weekend, Gene. Thank you very much for playing.
Thank you, Paul.
You can't set the bar any higher than that, but let's see if Andrew can at least tie Gene here. Hello, Andrew. How are you today?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I just celebrated my 14th wedding anniversary with my lovely wife, Cindy, and my son is going to be starting second grade, so I'm very happy about all that.
Well, say your son's name, for goodness sake, Andrew.
Alexander.
Okay. Congratulations on your anniversary.
Thank you.
Our only category left here is Mick Jagger is 70.
I'm screwed.
Well, you know what? There was some debate back in the office when they were programming the computer. I argued that this should be called multiple choice Mick. But they went with Mick Jagger is 70, because in each case here, you're going to have three choices. Now, I will tell you that that is deceiving, because sometimes three choices makes it seem easy. Not always.
Not always.
So let's go here, Andrew. Mick Jagger is 70. Let's play the Harris Challenge.
All right.
Who did Mick sing Dancing in the Streets with at the 1986 Live Aid concert? Tina Turner, David Bowie, or Martha Reeves?
David Bowie.
Correct. On whose 1984 Victory album did Mick sing State of Shock? Peter Tosh, Ozzy Osbourne, Michael Jackson?
Michael Jackson.
Correct. Who sang As Tears Go By with Mick last month at a Stones concert in Chicago? Taylor Swift, Lady Gaga, or Pink?
Pink.
Taylor Swift. Who sang with Mick and Will.i.am on the 2009 song The Hardest Ever? Was it J-Lo, Sheryl Crow, or Joss Stone?
Joss Stone.
Jennifer Lopez. Finally, who sang Beast of Burden with Mick at a Stones concert in May in Las Vegas? Natalie Maines, Gwen Stefani, or Katy Perry?
Katy Perry.
Correct answer?
8 points.
Katy Perry,
hey.
8 points for you. The one, the two, and the five, Andrew. Nicely done. And so you're a winner, and we don't have to endure Phyllis Diller singing Satisfaction today.
Thank God for that.
Yes, thank you for that, and I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you, too, guys.
And that's how we play the Harris Challenge, not just on my birthday, but every Friday right after the 5 o'clock news, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS, and, of course, worldwide via KTRS.com.